one of our top guns here at WEOL.
Ah, I see what you did.
During the high school sports season and, of course, during Indian season as well. You know him as a big-time contributor at SI.com's Cleveland Baseball Insiders and NEO Sports Insiders as well. He's Matt Lodi, and he joins us right now on the hotline. Lodi, a pleasure to have you on as always, my friend. How are you this afternoon?
I'm great, buddy. How are you?
Fantastic. And, you know, before we start diving into some of the baseball talk here, I want to give you an opportunity to kind of update the listening audience as to how you're feeling, how you're holding up in the middle of all this, and where you're at in recovery.
Yeah, obviously many of the listeners know I'm still in the midst of lymphoma, which is blood cancer that I started with last year in May. And right now, I've had some ups and downs. I had a CAR T transplant in March, and first 30 days went really well, and then things kind of went the other way a little bit, kind of had a setback. So I'm in the midst of radiation right now, which a lot of people, of course, who have had cancer have had. It started this week, so really just kind of new to me. Side effects haven't been too extreme as of yet. First day was a little bit rough, but since then, not too bad. And obviously the hope right here is that this will blast out the last 4 centimeters that I've got sitting in my stomach of cancer, and I can get into remission. I mean, I haven't been in remission in almost a year. It'd be September. And, it's been tough. But, I know a lot of people that are in a lot more difficult position than I am. And I just want to continue to try to be an inspiration as much as I can to people to keep fighting and keep moving forward. So, yeah, trying the best I can to do what I can. My oncologist has cleared me to do some light physical activity. So I've gotten back to jogging a little bit. And as I tell everybody, J&J, jogging and juicing, those are the two things that I've really been trying to focus on and try to stay active. And, of course, with the summer months, it's a whole lot easier than it is in the winter. So that's been good. And as I said, I feel pretty good right now. I mean, I had a cardiologist appointment yesterday, and that went very well. So, it's like I said, the summer is so great because it's not, you don't have to think about how am I going to work out? How am I going to do this? And of course, with COVID-19, it was tough for a little while during the late, I guess you would call it the late spring or early spring, late winter, whatever you would call it, to get in workouts. But now that, we're back into the, almost like summer, basically, with 70s and 80s and even 90 degrees, it's not hard to get a pair of running shoes on and get out and just at least get a couple of miles in. So we'll see. I haven't been back to the actual gym that I attend on a normal basis, but maybe at some point over the course of the summer, I will do that. But I still have to be careful because I'm still, quote unquote, immune compromised. But as I said, this whole process has been so crazy, but it's been good. And I think we're on the right track and really hope that after the 5 weeks of radiation, we'll be able to do a scan 6 weeks after that. And hopefully everything will turn out okay.
Well, certainly we're thinking of you here at WEOL. You know that as you continue to battle, and we're happy to hear that you're on the right track. We can't say the same thing for the Major League Baseball Owners and Players Association because it does not sound like there's a lot of good going on there. Now, Matt, you've, of course, examined this scenario with these two groups over the last few weeks and change. You really kind of think that there's some kind of fair, workable resolution in your mind? Can they get to that place anytime soon?
Well, there was some news this afternoon that I want to make sure to get out there before before we go any further, and that is Andy Martino, who is with SNY TV out in New York, reported late this afternoon that there is going to be baseball in 2020, and it's going to be Major League Baseball. His report, according to various sources, are that even if the owners get their way and we have this, what I think is kind of a ridiculous shortened season of only 50 games, that players will report and players will play that shortened 50-game season. Now, really when you look at it, Andy, I don't think anybody wants that. I think at the end of the day, and I even think I tweeted it yesterday, I'm like, why can't we just agree to play half a season? It'd be 82 games. You've got all this time on your hands right now. I mean, realistically speaking, if you start a season basically the 4th of July, which is what they're talking about, but basically around July 1st, you have July, August, and September. So that's 90 days right there. And if you have to go 2 weeks into October, I think weather-wise, at least for the East Coast, you would still be pretty safe. Once you start pushing it past, you know, Halloween, you're really, you know, you're pushing it. As we well know, having done high school football for many years at EOL and having to had some extra rain gear or snow gear or whatever you want to call it. But for me, the way I look at it is I think you could get 82 games in, you know, 95 days, you know, maybe 100 days, whatever. And I think that would be perfect. I don't think it would be the asterisk, if you will, that it would be as if there's 50 games. I think 50 games, you know, I was talking to another Indians reporter today about it, one of the print reporters, and he and I both kind of agreed that, you know, think about 50 games into a season. You're not even really getting, it's almost like that's the warm-up to the regular season, if you think about it. I mean, think about a guy like Mike Clevinger. He started at that point, what, 5 games, 6 games, 8 games, 2 games, somewhere around there, depending on injuries and fatigue and everything, which, of course, at that point he shouldn't have. But, you know, if you start every 5 days, you know, 50 games is 10 starts. That's nothing, you know, when a guy's starting 35 games a year. And the same with hitters. I mean, what are we going to have, 3-4 guys in the 400s? I mean, that's literally what's going to end up happening because that's, you know, every year, the first, if you look at it, through 50 games, usually you got guys, you know, hitting 370 who have no business even hitting 300. I mean, it's the ebb and flow of a season. That's why you play 162 and not 50. I think something is going to get done this week. I really do. I think Tony Clark's comments, of course, the union player rep yesterday was kind of foreboding in terms of saying, you know, hey, we're very much unified in our stance. I think the players are a lot more unified right now than the owners, which is interesting to me because the players need the money. Make no mistake about it. You know, everybody thinks, oh, all these guys are making millions. That's not necessarily true. Yes, there are certainly some guys out there like the Manny Machados and the Bryce Harpers that are making, you know, 20 to 30 million. But then there's a lot of guys who, you know, they're making baseball minimum, which, you know, if you break that up to the season, that's not as much as maybe you would think after taxes and everything. And those guys need the money. So I thought, to me, the owners kind of had the upper hand, even though I thought that they were a little bit vindictive in changing the terms of the deal after they had agreed upon one in March, even though the owners say now it's because there wouldn't be fans. To me, though, I think you're going to see something get settled this week. I think you're going to end with like a 70 to 75 game season, and I think you're going to get things started right about July 1st. I just think that there's too much money on the table. You know, the players want the money. The owners need the money. I mean, everybody, it's there's too much at stake here, you know, and as I'm writing an article right now for SI, basically highlighting what Martino said in his article, you know, the NFL has basically been go from day one. The NBA figured it out. NHL figured it out. MLS is going to announce Monday they're ready to go. Why are all these other leagues being able to figure all this stuff out, but yet Major League Baseball is sitting there twiddling their thumbs with their hands in their pockets? You know, I just think they need to sit down, hash this thing out, agree on a 70 or 80 game schedule, and call it a day and start playing baseball again.
Well, Matt, let's roll with your thought right there, you know, between 70 and 80 games. Let's call it 75. Whether it's, you know, even if it is a 50 game season, 50, 75, like you said, a shortened season, you're going to see guys hitting 370, like you said, that don't even have a business hitting 300. So looking at that, you know, from an Indians perspective, or I should say from a league-wide perspective, you'd have teams like, you know, the Pirates and the Marlins, who are atrocious but could make a legitimate run at a postseason appearance, possibly, if they get hot at the right time. So now at an Indians perspective, does that swing the pendulum, you know, in a good way for them, in a bad way with the shortened season, or does it not really impact them too much at all?
Well, there's two ways of looking at it if you're an Indians fan. Number one is that this team normally does not start out super hot.
Right.
I mean, we've seen them, you know, struggle. Even let's go back to last year. You know, April they were kind of treading water, but then in May they had that stretch where they just couldn't hit the baseball. They were terrible in clutch situations. They were terrible offensively. But when you look at a shortened season, I like that for the Indians' perspective from this, and that is, you know, one big thing that has hurt this team over the last couple seasons, of course, have been injuries. You would assume that with a shortened season, fatigue and you know, injuries would be less. So I think that would benefit the Indians. Number two, I think with the starting rotation they have, and let's put the starting rotation at like this right now: Clevinger, Bieber, Carrasco. I think probably Plesac at four, and then if you need a five, which you might not even need a five with a shortened season, it would either be Savali or Plutko, or I guess Jeffrey Rodriguez might be in the mix, but more than likely it's either Savali or Plutko. I think that starting rotation can hang with any other team in the American League. I really do. I don't know if it's enough, especially with the way that the outfield looks right now currently, but I think you're right in what you said about teams like Pittsburgh, teams like Miami, teams that normally are, basically by the time you get to the All-Star break, thinking about next year and the trade deadline. You know, I think a shortened season will benefit, I don't want to say bad teams, but again, probably teams that aren't as good over teams that are, red hot, because really, you look at teams like, the Yankees historically, Boston historically, those teams, they tend to be good for the long haul. Well, this won't be a long haul. This will be kind of a, they always say baseball is a marathon, not a sprint. Well, this time around, it's more like a 5K. It's about 3.1 miles, and that could benefit teams that, again, normally don't get a chance at the postseason. And the fact it also benefits teams that, there is going to be an extended postseason, or I should say more teams in the postseason. And it could benefit teams like, again, Pittsburgh and Miami and, even Detroit, Baltimore, Kansas City, Chicago, teams that just the last, 4, 5, 6 years just haven't been very good. And, there could be some surprises. And I think that's what will draw the fans back, as much as fans say right now that they're mad and they, they're not going to games and all this other stuff. If fans eventually are allowed in the stadiums, which I do think will happen, I think that will benefit them right there, is the fact that this is going to be a real interesting baseball season.
Again, we're being joined on the hotline by Matt Lodi, NEO Sports Insider, is also SI.com, Cleveland Baseball Insiders. Got to ask you about this, too, because, if it's a shortened season, and based on what you just laid out, you're looking at maybe, if everything goes the way we hope it goes, you're talking maybe 80 games. That's more in line with a New York Penn League season, which was at one point 76 games. And
right.
The 1 year I called New York Penn League games, they always told me, look, this is the exact opposite of what you hear about baseball. It's not a marathon. It's a sprint where you're playing 76 games and you only have a couple of days off mixed in there. But with fewer games, obviously, they mean a heck of a lot more. So you could see some interesting managerial tactics come into play, whereas, under 162 games, you may not see managers go to great lengths or extend outings from starting pitchers or go to the bullpen as often as they normally would under the normal circumstances. And to your point, I think all of that comes into play here with a heightened sense of urgency with fewer games.
Well, and I think that's what makes it more fun and a lot more interesting for fans, is the fact that, if you're buying a ticket to an Indians-Royals game on a Tuesday night, it's not just an Indians-Royals game on a Tuesday night. This is, every game now, like they say in the NFL, every game is kind of an important game. And I think that is something that, baseball and obviously Indians fans are going to have to remember that, hey, you're right, these games are important. And, where a Terry Francona, if the Indians are up, 3-2, say in the seventh inning against the Royals, the White Sox, the Tigers, and Clevenger's out there at maybe 90 pitches, instead of just automatically, okay, we're going to pull them and we're going to try to go with, Karinchak, Perez, and then Brad Hand, he may just say, hey, Clev, it's your game, because obviously, even though he might have to come back and pitch a couple days later, he's only going to pitch maybe 15 times total for the year as compared to, as I said earlier, 30 or 35 times. So, and I think starting pitching will be a premium. And I think that's why, again, as I said earlier, I think it gives the Indians a bit of a distinct advantage. And obviously, I'm also going with the fact that guys like Plesac, Savali, Plutko, Clevenger, too, continue to have success. Certainly last year, I think the reason why this team was able to trade Kluber and Bauer is the fact that Savali and Plesac both were a lot better than people expected. I mean, you had one guy in Savali who had 10 starts and his ERA was under 3, and you had Plesac who, and I think his first two starts beat the Red Sox and the Yankees, or got a no decision and then beat the Yankees. So, these two guys give the Indians a little bit of flexibility, and I think it will help them. And, this is going to be like a season like we've never seen before. And as I said, if you're in marketing in Major League Baseball right now and you're trying to find a way, how can we draw the fans in, or how could we get the fans back, per se, the ones that are already saying that they're mad and they're not gonna watch on TV or whatever. Just sell it like that. Just say, hey, every game is going to mean something. So if you're, making other plans on a Wednesday night, you don't want to watch the Indians and White Sox, you might want to pay attention because unlike those years where, sometimes you just hit the snooze button in the middle of the year when games tend to be kind of tedious and boring, this year I think it's just going to be very different. And for some, it's not going to be as fun, but I think it's going to be pretty exciting to watch and see like a Terry Francona and how he manages his team differently with the shortened season. I mean, because this is going to be new for everybody. It's not like there's going to be this distinct advantage. If you've been managing for a long time, maybe you have a little bit of an advantage, but a guy like Terry Francona, that coaching staff or every team is going to have to come up with different ways of doing things as compared to, where it's just the standard is the standard and you just, you run your starting pitcher out there for seven innings and then you go to your pen. This year might be very different.
Yeah, this year has already been different on a number of different fronts, and for baseball for sure, this will be very, very different. Before we let you go, looking ahead here, and I know that you had a roundtable discussion with, all the other guys that cover the Tribe with you at SI.com with the Cleveland Baseball Insiders, talking about what this pandemic could do to the chances of a Francisco Lindor deal. Are the Indians smarter at this point just to hang on to him? Because you have to imagine a lot of teams might be a little reluctant to spend in future years.
Well, again, we're all sort of still waiting to see how this is going to play out. And, I know that there were some comments made by, one of the other baseball insiders a couple of weeks ago on a different radio station who claimed that, at this point, Lindor has said, he doesn't really want to come back to Cleveland. Like, he wants to be a free agent. That's hard. I mean, that's really hard to hear because, Indians fans love this guy. They've supported this guy. He has been the guy in this organization the past five seasons. And, I think Indians fans are going to be heartbroken. But what I think could potentially happen here is, a lot of it is going to depend on how this thing goes, how this thing plays out, and, some of these things with the labor deals and everything else play out. I mean, could the Indians find themselves with an influx of money coming in, due to the television deals and all this other type of stuff? Possibly. We've all heard the comments. Paul Dolan has always said, I will never spend $300 million on one player. It may not come to that. If Francisco really sits back and looks at it and looks at the situation, he may not need to be a $300 million player right away. I mean, maybe there's a chance for him to come back on a 2 or 3 year deal. And instead of $300 million, maybe it's $120 million or $110 million. It's kind of the deal the Indians offered him supposedly after the 2015 season or 16 season after they went to the World Series and he turned it down. So I think a lot of things can still happen. If I'm to sit here and put percentages right now on if Lindor would come back or not, I still do not think he will come back. But at the same time, the Indians are a lot of fans are the feedback and, of course, the backlash is all over the place that this team needs to find a way to keep him. And I think the Indians are well aware of that. Trust me, they're not sitting there going, yeah, we don't care. We don't want him. I mean, they want to bring him back. It's just they've got to find a way, as we talked about in some of our articles, to be creative about it. If they can do that, you never know. I always say never. I mean, we've seen how many times do we see former Indians players say, yeah, well, I want to stay here, and then they bolt. Well, this time we got a player who probably is saying, I don't really want to be here. Well, maybe he'll change his mind. I mean, again, stranger things have happened, but there's a lot that's going to happen between now and the time that he, quote-unquote, officially becomes a free agent that could affect that situation.
And you're right, stranger things have indeed happened. And look, we're living in some pretty strange times right now, too.
Right.
So who knows? Lodi, as always, man, such a pleasure to have you on the show. And, we certainly wish you nothing but the best as you continue on this fight moving forward, continuing to kick cancer's tail on a daily basis. All the best to you moving forward. And hopefully we've got more baseball to talk about soon.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Have a great day. Thanks for having me and thanks for having me on and happy to help anytime.
Thanks, Lodi. Much appreciated. Again, that's Matt Lodi, NEO Sports Insiders, and also SI.com with the Cleveland Baseball Insiders joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.